Students at George Webster's Primary School are being introduced to one of Canada's most beloved traditions, hockey. Many of the students come from immigrant families, and the school's principal decided a new sports program would be a good way to let their students have fun, learn new skills, and raise their self-esteem. Ross Rideout, the school's gym teacher, was quite surprised at the generosity involved, but credits the community for making the program possible.
It was funny because when it was first mentioned to me, I said to myself, it's going to be really, really expensive. So then the Breakfast Club stepped up and donated the ice time as well as some of the equipment.
Nicknamed head coach by his colleagues, special education Jason James was an integral part of getting the program started. He convinced his contacts at Air Canada Centre to donate approximately 25 sets of children's hockey equipment, enough for two teams.
Before the Christmas holiday, they approached me, Nancy and Steve approached me about helping out with this project. So I, over the break, called Toronto Maple Leaf Hockey Organization. I have a few friends there, and I work with them in the summers, and I've done inner-city hockey programs with them. So I talked to them and organized to pick up equipment, and we got around 20 to 25, depending on 20, 25 sets of equipment, about 50 hockey sticks,
yeah. And then
60, 70 hockey pucks.
For Rideout, the best part of the program involves watching the improvements in the children as he coaches.
You have to understand that the kids who we have out, none of them, I don't think any of them had played hockey before.
None of them.
Haseeb, in grade 4, got involved in the program immediately after her teacher announced it.
Well, my friend encouraged me to watch hockey, and so I watched it, and after the next day, I got really interested in hockey. Then when at gym at the school, we played ball hockey, and I decided to learn how to play hockey.
Nancy Steinhauer, the principal of George Webster, says the hockey program has value beyond sharing Canadian culture and exercise.
I would say so. I was saying to someone else that there's some students whose attendance has improved. There's some students who are looking forward to being in school more. I'm more excited to be here.
I think it's improved our relationship with them. There's some that maybe weren't as open with us before, but now they seem to be a lot more friendly with us.
In the future, Jason James thinks that organizing a school cricket team would have great value.
We're going to do other programs like cricket. That really represents a lot of the cultures at our school. But as new Canadians, we also wanted to introduce a sports form that we really hold close to our hearts as Canadians.
Are you guys looking forward?